Hello everyone, this is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com. For those of you who have not visited my website, I run a daily blog, 365 days a year, that you can access any time of the day or night. Just go to GalacticConnection.com/daily-blog. Well, now that we have that out of the way, I just want everyone to know this is a big deal for me. This is my very first video breaking out into the world of the unknown for myself. I've been doing a lot of interviews, as you know, behind the scenes, strictly audio, and I've been getting a lot of prompting from Spirit that I need to come out of the closet. What's interesting is that all of those that run blogs and that are in a little bit of a higher profile position, we are all receiving this message. Isn't that interesting? And you have to say to yourself, why? Why are we being prompted to come out of the closet? Now, the reason for that is because for so long we've been insulating ourselves to cope with the realities of living in a very dissonant world, in a very difficult world, especially when you're a starseed and you're part of the ground crew. It just comes with the course of your life that opposition is a natural experience. And of course, opposition is part of being in this reality. However, for those of us who have come here clearly knowing that we have a very strong purpose to assist in the transition that is unfolding as we speak, we are finding that we are being so challenged, so incredibly challenged, to let go of the way things have always been. This is probably one of my primary messages for everyone today. And I have several, but I'm going to start out with that. Why do I say that? Because when I was given the clarion call back in July that I was going to be going on another mission, and then found myself thinking I was doing a vacation, little did I know that I ended up 60 days in Africa doing several missions. I found out, bottom line, that life was about to really get blown off the top. What I mean by that is we are no longer in the same format, in the same frequency. We're not even in the same grid, for God's sakes, as we were in 2014. We are no longer in a reality that is as stifled and as stagnant and as resistant as it was at one time. And because of this, I am being compelled to share with you and once again compel you to step out like I'm doing in this video. It's not easy. I get it. Trust me, I get it. However, if we remain united and we accept the fact that each of us has a unique piece of the puzzle, if each of us accepts that we have a unique message to bring, and that each message is okay, each message has a purpose, and each message is interlocking to bring about this transition. Now, how cool is that? So I want to say right now, please bear with me. This is my first video, and I hope that I honor you in this way. I'm going to try to bring forth these messages once and for all. And I also want to let everybody know I'm at a public park, so if there's any distracting noise in the background, please forgive that as well. Okay, so where do I begin? A lot of messages have come in. One of them, as you know, is that four additional portals blew open in the month of December. Now, a lot of people think, wow, that's great. That means there's going to be more energies flowing into our realm. That means that there's going to be more power and more accessibility of cosmic energies reaching us. That's fantastic. However, what it also means is that we're going to be hit really hard with anything we haven't finished up. We're going to be really facing any leftover undone business within ourselves. Don't ever forget for a moment that the opening of portals is also a macrocosm of the opening of ourselves. Now, how amazing is that when you start to think how far we've come? I want to commend everyone for how far you've come through the years of 2013 especially, and 2014. Those were the really heated years of plowing through a lot of very intense purification, a lot of very grueling releasing, and facing that shadow side of ourselves. It hasn't been easy, nor has it been simplistic. And even those that are the most enlightened have found it to be very challenging. And why is that? Because we tend to think that once we've gotten through an initiation, once we've received some answers, we got it all together and we're going to be cool. But then we find that we have another initiation to crawl over, or leap over for that matter. So guess what? We've done that. We got through the year 2014. We all did this together. It wasn't just one of us. It wasn't just one group of us. It wasn't just a meetup group or a meditation group or a Buddhist monk or whoever, okay? We were in this together, and we need to understand that united is where we succeed. Divided is where we fall. I'm being very serious when I say that there is an immense amount of smear campaigning going on the internet for every single major blogger out there. Every major individual that has truth to share and is coming from their heart wanting to share this information. And I challenge each and every one of you to not participate in that any longer. There comes a time and a place, no matter what you suspect, no matter what you question to be a possibility, there comes a time when you accept grace, accept peace, and accept that all of us are doing our bit to bring this transition through. Just really feel passionate about that. I'm seeing a lot of people very wounded and very hurt by the low blows that are going on in the internet. And I ask you not to participate any longer. So with that said, I received a call from an individual who asked me to meet her for dinner and really challenged me on some issues that I was going through. As you all know, I'm a twin flame. I'm with a twin flame in the physical 3D reality. This is not an easy solution, as they say, because we have not reached that divine union singularity point. I'm finding that that is the case for a lot of twin flames right now. It's getting really, really coming to a head. What I want to share with all of you is that one of the biggest reasons it's the most challenging, number one, because it's mirroring back all that you don't want to deal with. When you're in a regular relationship, you can leave that relationship. When you're with a twin flame, if you choose to leave that twin flame, you're still with that reality because they're part of you. And it's very difficult if you're not in a relationship to really get it. But it's very challenging. I'm only bringing this up because there's so much out on the internet about, oh, I want to meet my twin flame. And the fact of the matter is, I want you to be happy where you are, not necessarily where you think you need to be to reach something that someone else has, and possibly have a misunderstanding or misperception about how blissful that situation truly is. Now, I commend all the twin flames out there that have reached a state of equality, equanimity, balance, and just divinity, perfect union. Awesome. And I hope to be there soon myself. But at the same time, all of us that are in twin flame relationships that are kind of working things out. We are really, truly, this came through in a very strong message. We really, truly are healing through our own wounds, the divine masculine and the divine feminine, for the entire planet, because of our frequency, and because of the fact that in the dream state reality, we are now becoming as one, far more. More and more people are writing into me right now, and they're also more and more people are seeing now that we are holding hands and we're standing in a circle and we are seeing one another and we're remembering it. And I ask you, why is that? Now, there's a lot of reasons why that is. But the number one reason is we're becoming more aware of our multidimensionality. We are no longer the singular individual. We are learning right now at this point to become the multidimensional individual. Not the multidimensional oneness, meaning losing who we are, losing what we bring to the table. We're supposed to maintain our individuality and be proud of it, and be proud of whatever it is that we do with goodness and perfection and purity and honesty and integrity. That's what every one of us holds. And I want those of you that write into me and say, I have no gifts, I'm not offering anything to humanity, I don't really see what I'm here for, I want you to really step back and think about saying that. First of all, you're a creator God. And because of that, you're going to continue to create that which you really don't want. If you want your gifts, you need to start commanding them. And if we want to become a galactic society, we then must step into becoming a master and acting the part. The only way that we will ever be able to taste the galactic society that we so badly yearn for is by stepping fully into our own power. You cannot step into your full power by constantly discounting yourself. Trust me, I've been there, and I know it does not fulfill any of our roles. Okay? That's another thing I really want to say. Now, back to the dream state. I want to share this because it's a really cool story. I've been getting various emails from people that are not only seeing us gathering on the inner plane, but they're also noticing that when they see a dark being, they're surprised because the dark being sees that they see them. And they run. And they run big time. And this is a fairly new reality. It shows me, anyway, that the layers and the debris and all the clearing that's being done in the higher realms is happening. We've talked about it a lot. We've wanted to clear the astral planes a lot. But now it's really starting to take place. People are starting to recognize that the dark beings are those that don't want to, you know, participate in really supporting the light and the whole and the all. They're running scared, big time. So remember that. We have made progress. And I know that people are really, some of you are just reaching a point of, I just want to explode. Because things are still not shifting in your life the way you would like to see them, especially maybe financially or within a personal relationship or what have you. But I challenge you that because of the opening of these portals, cosmic energies are reaching our planet that have never been here before. These cosmic energies are so magical, I can't begin to tell you. And if you command these energies to work with you, you are now for the first time able to live the life that you were destined to live. And the life you were destined to live was to be a master where you command, and it occurred. Okay? We're not used to that. We're used to being part of the Lulu. We're part of the slave race. That's all been wiped out for the most part. I'm not saying that, you know, the entire 3D arena is clear by any means. But what I am saying is I do know that there is far less impediments. There's far less frustration. And also, wow. Wow. You guys have no idea just what happened. That is amazing. This
that
tree just awesome. Lost a branch as I was saying this.
A big one.
A big one.
Oh my God.
So I want everyone to know that this is so important. Remember, this is a game changer. From last year to this year, we truly are in a place. If you ask, you are actually going to feel and recognize and receive. Now, for those of you that are saying, oh, come on. You know, I ask all the time and I don't get it and this and that and the other. The message that I'm being told to give to you is that a lot of the playing field has been cleared. Okay? A lot of the dark minions have been removed, and I know that because I was involved in what I did, my piece of this, along with all of the other way showers, enlightened ones, light workers, whatever you want to call yourself. We have all played our part to assist in removing this darkness. When I say darkness, I'm talking about impediments, blockages, resistance. But guess what? That resistance is also within ourselves. It is not just outside of us, as we have tended to focus within the spiritual community, that the archons and the demonic beings and, you know, whatever, it could be black magic or whatever. Yes, I'm not denying that that has not existed and does exist, but the fact of the matter is we now have a ton of frequential help to get us where we want to go now. I'm challenging you, whatever you are feeling a block in, surrender, release it, and ask. If you can't surrender it, if you're just so irritated with someone, or you're so anguished and hurt with someone, ask that someone help you do it, and then allow the universe to create. Because this has just happened to me. It really showed me that that which I've been saying and that which I've been sharing for the last couple of months is truly occurring on this planet. To the point where it's a total game changer. So we just had another branch fall behind me.
No.
Okay.
A little squirrel.
Anyway. Now, with that said, I also want to talk a little bit about, I saw this guy the other day, I was driving by, and he was all suited up, and he had a mask on and all this stuff, and he's spraying pesticides on the ground, and it was some sort of strawberry field, and I thought to myself, wow, we've driven by him a million times, why would I specifically notice it at that moment? How disconnected can you be from Mother Earth to be doing that for a living? How disconnected can you be to spray something that doesn't smell right, that you intuitionally feel doesn't feel right, but you're doing it because you're in a survival mode? We are being challenged right now to start challenging ourselves about what we choose to do for work. What path do we choose to walk in order to make a living? Because now is the time we must start stepping into our full integrity, fully aligning ourselves in how we live, even how we eat, how we sleep, everything. Every single one of us is being challenged to let go of habits and patterns and ways of thinking that are no longer serving us. And they're no longer serving the planet, frankly. We are at a crossroads right now, not like last year. We're at a crossroads now of how quickly do we want to build our new society. Last year, we were all about how quickly can we release everything. Now we're in a whole new ball game. And this is incredibly exciting. So for those of you who have passions and want to participate and assist the planet, take this as an action item. If you can possibly wake up the farmers, the migrant workers, the people that are picking the fruits and vegetables, the grocery stores, and start waking them up to the reality of doing that job is going to kill them and ultimately their own families. And we really need to wake people up to this. Now, the other thing that I'm getting a lot of is people are starting to see repetitive numbers in a phenomenal amount of repetition. Myself, I'm seeing the number 144. I'm also seeing 1440. I'm seeing 1144. I'm seeing it all the time. People have asked me, what does this mean? I can only give you my interpretation and my message. What I do feel this is saying to me is that those that are part of the 144,000 and above are being gathered now. This is very exciting. We are being called. And when you see repetitive numbers like this, this is clearly a call to action. You may not know that it's going on the physical, but I can guarantee you that something's going on the etheric. We all do a great deal of work in our sleep time mode. We just aren't necessarily conscious of it. So if you're seeing 144, get excited, because that again is showing more progress, more movement towards where we ultimately want to be, and a closer development to moving into a reality of freedom for all. The other thing that's been coming up is a lot of spiritual groups are starting to gain momentum, and they're starting to work together, and they're starting to create new projects. But one of the things that I'd like to put a warning out there about is any sense of superiority. I'll give you an example. I received an email from an individual who is extremely passionate about animal rights. The email basically went along the story of, hey, you know, you're all about implants, Alexandra, but what about the 6-point-something million animals that are slaughtered and killed, you know, every year? You know, are you acknowledging that? Now, I honor his position, and I'm also very happy to see his passion. But what it showed me was that there's still this underlying element within the spiritual community of a us versus them, when in fact, we should be seeing this as it's not an either or. They're both okay. It's okay. It's okay for me to be passionate about assisting people with removing their implants, aligning their souls, eliminating fragmentation of the soul, and assisting them with their DNA. That's okay. It's also okay for them to be very passionate about assisting animals and protecting animals. I just would like to see us all get to a place where we allow and we acknowledge that what is one person's passion is not or someone else's. There's plenty of room, and we need everyone on board right now. This is what we're being called to do. Everyone is being called with their own passions, with their own talents and assets to come forth. This is how we have to start working together cooperatively. We're really being challenged to change the way we think, in the way in which we operate with one another, in a group environment, allowing, accessing other people's ideas and saying, hey, I may not agree with that, but I can still see the validity of that and just being okay with it. So I wanted to put that out there. I also wanted to talk about there's a lot of manipulation going on that is unseen by the human eye. I want everyone to remember that the technology that is available to our government, to the Illuminati, and to any of the other dark factions, please remember that we have no clue as to the extent in which this technology goes. It is not a tabletop discussion. It is not a typical bit of information that's accessible to most people as to how these factions operate to manipulate us and puppeteer us to create the division and the divide and conquer sequence. Please remember that every single time you read something on the internet. Step back, be neutral, observe, and go into your heart and connect your mind with your heart and ask, does this feel true to you? We are the ones blazing the trail. We are the ones that are going to create the pathway which others will walk down. It is so important for us to clearly step into more of a galactic way of thinking and a galactic way of accepting. If we cannot accept one another and our differences, how are we going to have contact that we so greatly want? How are we going to get from here to there if we cannot bridge this particular gap? So I once again ask you, try to read all that you see on the net with a position of it's just a piece of information. That's it. See if it's triggering you. See if it's firing you up, because if it is, you need to take a look at that. The other thing I wanted to share, this is phenomenally good information. On the 13th of January, I was told that we had reached the tipping point on this planet. This is a confirmation from something I had received the week before. I want everyone to know that we have finally reached the 51% tipping point. We have successfully made it through some of the most dismal, darkest, horrific times of planet Earth. Do you understand? We won't return there again. Now it's up to us to take this to the next level. And I know we don't want to hear this, but we can't get too comfortable with that information. We can't even get too comfortable with all of the cosmic energies that are blessing us right now. We must take action and start coordinating and start working together. I do feel that all of us need to see one another more, to feel one another more, to be in the physical more. So many of us are staying in our houses because it's safer, because it's more secure, because we feel like we'll be accepted at least by our dog or our cat. Okay, because we're so used to not being accepted. It's now up to us to break through that barrier. This is really truly the year that we're being challenged to come together and unify. Not necessarily a big, huge project. It can just be small, intimate gatherings. And it doesn't even have to have a purpose. Because one of the things I recognize today is I was listening to the music Crazy by Seal. And it said, if you want to survive, we need to get crazy. And it really hit me. I started crying. And I realized that many of us are so committed to the cause, so committed to assisting this planet and humanity. We're so committed. Think of why we're here, that we have forgotten the joy and the excitement and the spontaneity. We have forgotten to grace ourselves. And I'm speaking for myself as well. We're so passionate about what we want to do that we forget to honor and reward ourselves for how far we've come. So I hope that you can take the time to kick up your heels, crank up the music, and go do something that you don't feel, you know, oh my God, I gotta help the planet. Oh my God, I gotta, you know, bring the ratio of dark and light. Oh, you know, whatever it is that you feel so compelled to do, I have to spread my light, or I need to do this better because it'll assist these guys, you know. Whatever it is that you typically do, give yourself a break and just be crazy. And know that it's not if we're going to survive. We are surviving. We've made it. We're going home.
You can't catch up!
So, the last thing I want to remind you of is the chemtrails. And I had interviewed someone the other day who brought a very good point up, that we tend to look up, see the chemtrails, and go, oh, you know, calling them whatever. What if every one of us converted that and said, bless the chemtrails. Thank you, chemtrails. Thank you for blessing us with abundance and health and wealth and peace and harmony and love. Now, if we all start doing that, what do you think is going to happen? So, another little FYI. Let's try to see what we can do and what we can create. And this is, without a doubt, one of the most exciting times of our life in 2015. Most people are agreeing that by March 23rd is what I'm getting, to April 4th, it's going to be a major game changer again, which is about all we keep going through is game changers. But the reality is, this is a time to prep. We're all sitting on our bunkers, putting our boots on. We're getting ready for some big, big stuff to go down, guys. This is what everybody's talking about, waiting for, hoping for, and now it's arrived. Are we up for the task? Can we unify and prove to the darker oppositions that we are united, and that false flags and smear campaigns, and I mean campaigns where it comes out of nowhere. It comes out of the clear blue. That's always a very good indicator. Are they serving us? Are they really, truly serving us or serving the opposition? We've come a long way if we continue to keep moving like a launched rocket, like we're doing right now. Can you imagine what we will be creating by the end of this year? I mean, we're here. This is it, folks. So I challenge everyone to really think in terms of, where do you want to go this year? What do you want to release? Truly ask for help to release it. And know that the help has finally been accessible. That it's finally arrived and it's accessible to you. There's the difference. It's not that it's never been there, but it's accessible. Start feeling it. Feel the difference. Feel the difference in the air. Feel the difference in how much less friction is in your life. And if there is friction in your life, it's just because you're just working some stuff out and you need to release it. But how quickly do you want to release it? And how quickly do you want to start over and redraw your blueprint, your divine pathway? Where do you want to go? These are the kinds of questions that you should be asking yourself now. We have an amazing year ahead of us. And I just want to remind you to thank yourself. And thank the community. Be grateful for everyone, no matter who they are, because they've all assisted us in growing and expanding our consciousness and becoming more powerful and stepping into our gifts. So with that said, I have one last little piece of information, and that is that our seventh portal has opened up, and it is unfolding as we speak. And if you think of the seven chakras within the body, think of why that's important, that the seventh chakra of the planet, let's say, is opening up. What's going to happen from that? What is that bringing forth for humanity? We can contribute what that brings forth. Because I have been told to remind you all, if you can just give permission, there are many beings of light that are ready and online and willing and now able to access us and assist us now. So with that said, I just want to honor all of you. Once again, you're a fabulous audience. I love you with all my heart and soul. Have a wonderful day, and please check my website out. For those of you that are compelled to get your implants out, check that out for sure, because every single one of you that has done this, you have contributed to the movement of light on this planet. Thank you.
So for all of you that have not met Shannon Marie Dunlap, she is a personal friend of mine and the little sister I've never had in this lifetime. And we've had many other past lives, especially in Egypt. And Shannon just wanted to share a few words as well today for the ground crew.
Hi, everyone. It's a pleasure to be talking to you. As Alexandra has set the stage for something very powerful. Currently, she has created a platform in which, how I describe it, heaven speaks through her to humanity. She's created a space in the world where it's safe to feel and think and act how we intuitively feel that we need to. She's created a space where it makes sense of how we feel and how we think. And personally, I feel like my life has, in a sense, blossomed since I met her.
And I've never told her that.
I've just always felt alone for the most part in my life because I'm so different. But when I met her and I met our close spiritual friends, I understand that we're all the same. And there are a small group of people on this planet. There's some of us who are here to help and heal and transmute and neutralize all the negativity that has been created by another small group of people that do not have positive intentions for the rest of humanity. Whether your beliefs are on the right side or the left side, it's about where your heart lies. And listening to Alexandra speak just now, I get chills when she speaks because she speaks the truth. And it's interesting, we don't speak all the time, but mm-hmm. when we do have these conversations, it's interesting because we have very similar life experiences. We're taught very similar lessons, sometimes in the same way, sometimes in very different ways, but the answer and the outcome is always similar. So I am here to reflect off of the video that she just made and give you my perspective on those same topics. Mainly being this job that we are here to do for many of us spiritual people is a lot. It's a lot, and it's stressful, and it takes up a lot of our time. It takes us away from our family and friends because we just realize that we are different from them. We don't blend with them any longer the way that we used to. And to be isolated a lot of the time is not easy for a lot of us, but it's a necessary part and phase of the path to enlightenment. So with that said, we have to remember to stay positive. And yes, personally, it's my job every day to bring in God's light into my physical body and radiate that out and heal people and plants and animals and the elderly and infants and the ants that I see crawling on me that I used to get irritated about, but now I welcome them into my space because we are all existing together. And I feel like it's so stressful sometimes, this life. We have a lot on our shoulders. We're holding the space for everyone on this planet, and it's a lot. So my message to you is I'm co-signing what she's saying, in that we do need to get a little crazy sometimes. We need to let our hair down and just relax. If it calls to just relax, relax. If you want to go take a jog, take a jog. If you want to go get a coffee, go grab a coffee. If you want to go see a comedy show, just go do it.
Right on.
We don't always need to be so serious, and that's been my problem, personally. I'm so regimented. So, go to work, come home, read, write, connect with heaven every day. Shannon, relax a little bit. It's okay. Because when we relax a little bit, and we're not so rigid all the time, we're actually able to help more. So, with that said, and you copy my phrase, with that said, get a little crazy, but just stay in your heart. Stay positive. And if you're not hurting anyone, if you want to do it, do it. I have more to say, but I think that's enough for now.
It's time to break free!
Break free? I want to get crazy! So thank you. It was great to talk with you, and hopefully I'll be back for more.
Thank you, Shannon Marie.
I love you.
So everyone, this is my friend Lord Chase, and very commanding presence for many reasons, but Lord had an interesting thing to say about our conversation today. Go ahead, Lord.
I think this is a great thing that we are moving forward on Earth's inhabitants, and I believe that as we continue to move forward, the harmonics will continue to balance itself within every single cell and every single atom on this planet. The idea isn't to be caught up, I don't believe, in the rhetoric of duality, but actually living life the way it was meant to be lived. If you can cancel out fear, then you can understand life, and that can be the beginning for you.
Very true.
You, as an individual, have the power to be creative in whatever way you want. Actually, one of our great inventors, entrepreneurs, mentioned it about Steve Jobs, about being creative. And Tesla mentioned that we're united. And there's so many other different inventors that mentioned this. But really, you embracing life and you looking for that harmony from within, you can find that harmony amongst those that you love. And even those that you perhaps don't even agree with, you know, that's entirely up to you. It's your decision. But I want us to really, really take a moment and examine and grieve that you're living life. And that's what you were meant to do. You don't always have to sit back and see yourself as the one and all receiver. If you're a father, if you're a mother, if you're a boss, whatever you are, take a moment, breathe. Just analyze it, play with it for a moment. Just have a little bit more joy in your existence and invite that like oxygen. Do you realize how much you can change the planet just with joy for 24 hours? If I were to say everyone on this planet have joy for a moment and do it for 24 hours straight, that within itself can create its own transmutation. So that being said, embrace your inner self, embrace your outer self, recognize the love within, and also try out this mantra. I invite harmony of another into the harmony of myself.
Beautiful.
And that being said, I wish you adieu. May the forces be with you, and good day.
Touch your face again. Mirror. they were friends.